This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you are a dude who needs a bra, then get off your lazy butt and hit the weights. Holy cow. Bras for men? Are you serious? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Look, I'll admit it. I've gotten older. I don't have quite the chest formation that I had in my youth. But doggone it, I can still press some weight. You know what I'm saying? Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Bras and panties for men. Okay, panties, you want to have some sexy underdrawers? I've seen how the boxers are. I've got some sexy underdrawers myself. Even I make tidy whities look sexy. I ain't going to lie, all right? But I've got some Calvin Kleins that, you know, that fit the old physique pretty well, even though I will admit I put on a couple of pounds. But let me tell you, I ain't ever wearing a G-string woman's bra or panties and a bra. What kind of nonsense is this? More of the emasculation of the man. Make a dude get in touch with his feminine side, blah, blah, blah. Let's just take all the dude out of guys, okay? And that way, there are no hunter-gatherers. What are we? We're the hunters, right? What is it? The women are the gatherers, the men are the hunters. You know what I'm saying? The guy part of you. The one that goes out to slay the T-Rex. It's in our DNA. It's in our testosterone. Go look it up. The amount of testosterone that is in a guy versus a girl. Oh, I know. Kevin, that's not politically to talk about this. Gender. There's 51,000 genders or whatever it is. No, there's not. There's two. Measure your hormone levels and figure out what the heck you are. And at the end of the day, I don't care if you like each other in the same sex or whatever, but just know who you are. Don't try to fool me with it. And certainly don't try to fool me by saying, hey, Kevin, you no longer have to wear a T-shirt. You can now wear a bra underneath your dress shirt and your tie when you go on Fox. Don't even think about it. It ain't happening. What is it? Look, you want to cross-dress? I got no issue with it. I don't really care. You know, I know there are guys out there for whatever reason. I don't get it. I don't understand. Somebody's seeing a woman in a beautiful outfit and they go, ooh, you know, I'd love to wear that. No, I would love to just appreciate the beautiful woman wearing it. Is that not enough? Look, I get it. It's a societal norm. If we'd grown up and men wore dresses and women wore pants, would we all feel the same way? No. I think we evolve to where we say, oh, you know, this is the way men worked, so they ended up with pants. Women did other things, so they wanted, you know, more freshness. They wanted more freedom. And I don't know how it all evolved, but I figure it was evolution, so it happened. But this idea that men should now be... And by the way, you go to this website where these guys are... For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, there are people out there that want to sell bras and panties to men. Oh, yeah. Would you buy your husband or your boyfriend or your son or, you know, cousins, whatever, males, would you buy them bra and panty sets like Victoria's Secrets? Would you do it? They say this. Now men can have a shot at matching bra and knicker combo thanks to a site that sells lingerie for lads. Om Mystère. Sells lacy bras for men of all sizes, although, unlike women, they don't actually have a cup size. Well, why not? If we're just going to go there, let's go all the way. Don't tell me, oh, it's a man's bra because it's a piece of fabric that just goes across and we don't give you a B, D, C, whatever, or B, C, D. You know what I'm talking about. I may be a little dyslexic on the radio. But so that's the difference? What, it's a halter top? Isn't that what they call it? Where, you know, just you can still see your little action through the fabric. I don't know. I don't keep up with all this, but I'm telling you this. I will never, ever wear a woman's bra unless it's on a dare and there's a lot of money involved. I ain't doing it. And I know, look, your panties are very sexy. I'm going to tell you right now, I look at them and go, wow, you know, I see the Victoria's Secret catalog. Okay, I get it. I'm on the list. I see it. I go, wow. There's somebody out there designing something sexy for women to wear that you don't get to see unless you're with that particular woman. Congratulations. I'm glad there's somebody doing that. But don't do it for me. I don't need it. Mm-mm. They say, instead, these bras come in small, medium, large, and extra large. Oh, what? Does that take the sting off of it? Kevin, order your bra. Okay, I'll take a medium. Okay, a large, whatever. Don't get after me. I have picked up some weight. I've actually dropped weight. I'm down 10 pounds. I'm going to lose another 10 pounds, and then I start seriously training. Yeah, I'm down 10 pounds. So I'm definitely a medium right now, shooting for a small. If you're going to order me a bra, then here's what you do. Don't do it and just donate the money, okay? And I hope the bras are $150. Then you can all donate $150 to KJRadio.com. Go for it. If somebody sends me a bra, I will be upset. And I love this part. There are also matching knickers, baby dolls, and negligees for the man who likes to feel the feel of satin and lace next to his skin. The only way I want to feel feel satin and lace next to my skin is if it's wrapped around a woman. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to feel... I get it. Let me just put it to you this way. Men are way too funky to wear satin or lace. I'll get it. Whether I make up new words, you know where I'm going. Let's just call it slatin. Or slatin lace. Okay? You get what I'm saying? We are way too... Our body odors... And I'm going to speak for myself. I'm all out myself. If I wore satin and lace, I'd have to change it every hour. It's just, men are just too busy down there. We're just too busy. Women, you guys tell me, because I don't know. I'm not going to pretend I have all the answers. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus, right? But women tend to be fresh. You know, I don't know what it is. It's a body chemistry thing. Guys, man, we could take a shower, put on underwear, get on socks and shoes, go take out the trash and come in and funky. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're just like, God, did you just bathe? 3 days of homelessness on you. And you just went outside, especially if it's in a humid area. But women, man, they could go outside, run a marathon, and everything's good to go. Lacy bras for men. What is the world coming to? Leftism? This is leftism right in your face. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crazy Rich Asians dominated the box office. Budget $30 million. It generated about $178 million total in its second week. So apparently Asians are getting white people to watch this film. Congratulations, white people. You're not racist. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. You got to follow Holly Weird sometimes because it'll give you trends. It absolutely does. It'll give you trends. My question is America now fascinated with crazy rich Asians? I will tell you, if you've ever been to the casino, they cater to the Asians. There's some crazy rich Asians out there. A lot of these people coming in from China and Japan, buying up stuff here in America. I'm telling you, there are some crazy rich Asians. Average of $7,000 per theater so far. Let me tell you why I follow this stuff, because I'm now a Hollywood mogul. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, I've got this movie coming out called Bleeding Blue, trying to work with our radio stations and our grassroots people out there to help get the film into your area. But so far, we've just been doing it ourselves for the most part. So we're going to open in what's called limited release, less than 10 theaters. They look at the average ticket sales per theater. And Crazy Rich Asians is over $7,000 per theater. So if I was in 10 theaters, the expectation is I would make $70,000 for the film. $7,000 per theater right now is dominant. Oh, yeah. Let me just give you an example. Right now, the next film, the number two film out there, is called The Meg. And it's a film with Jason Statham. And it's about Megalodon. It's a thriller film. The film was made for $130 million. It's grossed so far, I think in week three, $105 million. Average theater $3,232 per theater. So $3,200 per theater. So it's well under half of what Crazy Rich Asians is doing. And it fell off 87% from the previous week. That's not good news. But here's another one that's of interest to you. It was a budget of $40 million. It was called The Happy Time Murders. It made $10 million. It's got an average of $3,000 per theater. Mission Impossible, made for $178 million. It has grossed $194 million. So it's beyond break even. The film has fallen off 430% from the... I'm sorry, 25.7% from the previous week. And they're reducing the theater counts, etc. So what they do is they open either in wide release and reduce the theater, or they open in small release and increase the theater, depending upon how they think the movie's doing. But here's my point. Average of 7,000, second film and third film are roughly $3,000 per theater. The fourth film, Mission Impossible, $2,600. Disney's Christopher Robin, $1,900. Mile 22, $1,700. On down. And so you get down to where you're making about, I don't know, if you're happy to do $1,000 a theater, something like that. So in our film that's opening, Bleeding Blue, in limited release, we anticipate, and I'll give you just a good example, we have multiple theaters that seat about 250 people. And they'll play over the weekend. And by the way, it costs a fortune when you don't go through Hollywood to put these movies in theaters. So we will go into theaters. 250 people, just say an average of $10 per ticket. So you're talking about $2,500 per showing. And we will do, over a weekend, five showings. Okay? So we have a potential per theater to make $12,500. Now, most of these other films will have a potential showing of, you know, eight or nine over the weekend, because they'll do, you know, a matinee, then one around 2 o'clock, and say one around 7 o'clock. So they do about three showings a day, or nine. We'll do five. And my prediction is we will end up in the top 10 of all the movies, you know, per theater cost, per theater that we're able to generate. So we're looking for you guys to go out and support this. And if you go out and buy what we call give a cop a ticket, go to bleedingbluemovie.com. and give a cop a ticket, what we will do on your behalf, if you can't make a theater, is we will go ahead and pay for that police officer or that law enforcement officer to go to the theater free and be part of this whole adventure. So you can help out. But look, Hollywood, it's a cabal. I'm looking at these movies, spending fortunes on these movies. Here's one. Slender Man. Made for $10 million, total gross $25 million, so it's made money. It's down 293 theaters. It's down 42% from the previous week, and I could go on. Black Klansman, made for $15 million, total gross $32 million. It's down 27% from the previous week, but they upped the theater count. So That it just gives you an idea of how things work in Hollywood. But I'm going to tell you, what they don't want is they don't want a successful Bleeding Blue, because that doesn't look good. Hollywood, when somebody comes along with a concept that they don't like, a narrative that they don't like, they don't want that movie made. But here's another little aside. As I look at all these movies and you look at the budgets versus what they've brought in, And many of these budgets, okay, so I'll give you an example. they're probably the spy who dumped me. I'll use that one as an example. I don't know how many weeks. Let me open this up. So the spy who dumped me has been out 4 weeks. It was made for $40 million. It's made $32 million. Let's see. I don't know how far I want to go down. There are a lot of movies, let me put it this way, that they are making nothing. They're losing money making these movies, and I'm happy that they are, to be honest with you. Hollywood deserves to lose a little bit of money here. The Meg, I just don't understand this movie. It was a massive creature attacks a deep sea submersible, leaving it disabled and trapping the crew. Is that where we are? That's the level of ingenuity now, as we got more sea creatures and space aliens and whatever else. If Hollywood isn't making a Marvel film, they really don't have very good stories to tell. I don't know about you. I haven't even, it's like NFL football. I can't tell you who played. I know it's preseason, but I can't tell you who played. I don't care who played. I had plenty of time this weekend to go see a movie. I'm sure. Did you guys even think about it over the weekend? I know we're into the week now, but we didn't cover it on Monday. But I had plenty of time to go see a movie. Even, I'll be honest with you, it fleetingly passed my mind, but I didn't even look. The only movie I'm looking forward to seeing right now is Bleeding Blue. And I already know the outcome of that movie. I know it because I made it. And I'm going to tell you something. That movie, that film, that documentary is nothing short of spectacular. If you go to this film, you're going to love it. I would say if you have any interest at all in getting this film close to, near you, or you want to help out in some kind of way, contact us, kjradio.com. We would love to show you this film. It is truly amazing. Back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The owner of a Texas company that makes untraceable 3D printed guns says he's begun selling the blueprints through his website to anyone who wants to make one, despite federal courts barring him from posting the plans online.
Debate is over. The guns are downloadable. Files are in the public domain. You cannot take them back. You can adjust your politics. You will not ask me to adjust mine.
That was Cody Wilson, owner of the website where you can purchase those 3D printed guns. Meanwhile, senators are continuing to honor the late John McCain. Today, one of his close friends, Lindsey Graham, spoke on Fox News.
appreciate getting the flag down and the president saying something nice. If I had to pick one person to explain America to someone from another planet, it would be John. He could answer the question, who are these Americans? Yeah. Along with Mark Salter's, the most eloquent expression of what America's about came from John.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats, you need to stop lying to yourselves. I'm not going to tell you how to be. I'm not going to tell you how to act. But you need to quit lying to yourselves. Welcome, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm not saying that to make my audience full of conservatives, the salt of the earth, feel better. I'm just saying for the leftists who are here as spies, you need to go back to camp and tell your generals, stop lying to yourselves. Maxine Waters is still, we're going to impeach Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to be impeached. And here's the reason why. Because of coal payoffs, and he's paying off hookahs, and whatever. And let me tell you something. Donald Trump is not going to be impeached. And once the Democrats lose the House, and they will, it's going to be bad news. And what's funny, and a friend of mine, he tweeted this. He says, every time Barack Obama tweets, liberals act like it's a message from the Lord. Give me a break. Obama is nothing but a con artist, a pied piper with a pipe. And he's talking about a crack pipe. Only thing he's lord of is lord of the swamp. How he got to be president, not once but twice, should be a case study. This is Black Trump. Real Black Don is what he calls himself. He's a Twitter friend of mine, and that is probably one of the most profound things you've heard in a while. I wish I'd said it. I certainly thought it. Barack Obama tweet, and it asked, it prompted me to ask the question the other day, where is he? Where is Barack Obama? They're waiting on his next tweet. Let's all wait at the bottom of Mount Ararat for Barack Obama to come up with the new commandments. Thou shalt resist.
Thou shalt resist. Don't let Trump do what he needs to do, because he'll expose everything we're doing. You know?
Yeah. I saw an article. It was a poll, actually, by Fox News. And I wrote a piece that said, if Democrats believe this poll, then they are doomed. And I'm not sure who the chief propaganda officer is for the Democrats, but he is a total prankster. This dude talk about an optimist. And for Democrats to believe they will win the House in the midterms is akin to Joy Behar being the next Bachelorette, or maybe Whoopi Goldberg modeling Versace in the next Fashion Week. I mean, it is a pipe dream. I'm talking about a crackhead pipe dream. For you to believe that the Democrats have anything to offer that supersedes what Donald Trump has done, go for it. In order to take over the House, the Democrats have to flip 24 seats. And they hold on to any hope of doing so. They are looking for any lifeline. Donald Trump and Cohen, Donald Trump and Manafort, the Russian connection, Stormy Daniels, Avenatti, you know, whatever. I mean, the list goes on. He's a racist. Oh, my gosh. When can we bring up Charlottesville? Look, they got bad news coming up. The Democrats have bad news coming up. Let me tell you where it starts. It starts on September the 11th when we remember Benghazi. Then it goes into October, where there's going to be new revelations about the Democrats. And Mueller's investigation has come to a sudden halt, which it already, Mueller's investigation is over. I've told you guys this. It has become a joke. People, I'm talking about gold base level black folks on the ground, not involved in politics, will go, man, they ain't got nothing on Donald Trump. I mean, what they got? What they got? This is people talking to me on the street. I'll ask them, hey, what do you think about this Trump-Russia thing? Man, I mean, what they ain't got no connection. Ain't, there's no Donald Trump. I don't see it. Now, that's when black folks, at the, you know, that are not political, just following their... In other words, when you look at this 9% to 36%, and I don't know what that number is. I don't know whether blacks have gone from 9% support of Trump to 36%. That's a poll. I look at that poll like I look at any other poll. But here's what I can tell you. Black folks are much more likely to dismiss the hype about Trump because it is giving them real results. 400% more black businesses under Trump than Obama, and Trump's a year and a half into office. They've seen what Donald Trump is, how he's responded to Kanye, how he's responded to Kim Kardashian and freeing that woman, how he brought these three black kids from China, how he made that black woman a general, how he helped the historically black colleges and universities. Don't think this is going completely unnoticed by the black community, but bigger than that, what's going, what the black community recognizes, funny smell just came through, what the black community recognizes is that Donald Trump has created opportunities for them, jobs. And where they don't have jobs, that he's created the ability for them to start businesses. And yet, with all of that, here's what Fox News polling suggests why the Democrats may take the House. They say President Trump's low approval rating, 41%. This is Fox News. Now, some of you are going to go, Kevin, this is Fox News, and you don't seem worried. Maybe it's because I'm not. It says the low rating of the GOP tax law, 40% compared to 51% for Obamacare. If you believe that, I have some swampland that is above water, and I'm told it will stay above water forevermore, that I will sell you. The low rating of the Republican Party, 39%, get this, compared to the 50% favorable rating of the Democratic Party. If I didn't know any better, I would believe somebody is spoofing the Democrats. Somebody is, what they call it, punking them? They're punking them. You can't possibly believe that Donald Trump's rating is 41%. The tax law that put money in people's pocket is at 40%, and Obamacare is 51%. The Republican Party is 39% versus 50% for the Democrats. And here's the final bullet point. The greater enthusiasm to vote in the midterms is being shown to be Democrats. This is what they're telling you. Okay. I'll start with the last one. I mean, I've already been covering it, but really? So what are the Democrats enthusiastic about? If you tell me it's impeaching Trump or getting rid of Trump or just getting rid of Republicans, I'll give you that. Okay, great. They're always enthusiastic about that. Are they enthusiastic because the Democrats' policies have helped them? No. Are they enthusiastic looking at any of the polling that shows that minorities, millennials, young women, women in general, Democrats walk away, is all leaning towards the Republicans? What happened to the discussion of the blue wave? Are they excited about the idea of impeaching Donald Trump? Go float that idea out there. Even their own leadership is going, shut up about impeaching Trump. What could they possibly be excited about? Giving Nancy Pelosi the gavel back? Yeah, she's so embroiled in controversy, people are running away from her. What are they excited about? Can Barack Obama come and throw, you know, energize a campaign? Other than cheating, the Democrats have nothing to offer. Barack Obama can't, nobody wants Barack Obama to campaign with him, and he is the lord of the Democrats. So explain to me, I'm just trying to get you to use your logic here. What do you think it is that's going to make these guys go, woo-hoo-hoo, we want, you know, we're winning? They still don't have a message. What's their message? Their message is, we believe in illegals over citizens. We believe in higher taxes over tax cuts. We couldn't create jobs, so we want to impeach the guy that can't create jobs. We can't bring back prosperity, so let's go after the guy that can. And let's do it with everything. We can't, we got Russian collusion that points to us, but we're going to point it to you. We have emails that we never wanted to even look at, and we've now found out they're not, it hadn't even looked at all the emails. So everybody is a liar throughout the entire Democrat process. Now, they change their rules, so they say, well, we're now going to make it more fair for everybody after we screw Bernie. Tell me what part of that is the part you would run on if you were a Democrat. Oh, I know. Trump is a racist. Trump is a racist. The GOP. The numbers may very well be low with the GOP in terms of the Congress, as they should be. They're a feckless group that hasn't affected anything. But the problem with that theory is people don't look at the GOP any longer as just the Paul Ryans and the Mitch McConnells. They look at it as Donald Trump's party. Who do the Democrats look at? Is it the party of Chuck Schumer? Is it the former party of Harry Reid? Is it the party of Nancy Pelosi? Is it the party of Kirsten Gillibrand? Is it the party of Kamala Harris? Is it the party of lunacy? Because that's all I see. Barack Obama's lost it. Is it the party of Hillary and Bill Clinton? Go ahead, take your pick. Is it the party of Maxine Waters? Yeah, Mad Max. The impeached President Trump, is that who you want leading the party? Because she might as well be. She's one of the leaders. I mean, come on. How enthusiastic are you to go vote for Donald Trump in the next election? Or the Republicans in support of Trump? See, that's the factor that in some cases they aren't even thinking about. Nobody cares about the Republicans. We are weeding out the jokesters and the pranksters and the dudes, the rhinos, right? But what they do care about is that Republican agenda. And believe it or not, there's still an undercurrent, a whisper campaign. Are you for Trump? Are you for Trump? It's with the Democrats. They won't say it publicly, but believe me, they like it privately, and they want to vote for Trump. They love what he's doing. They love his foreign and domestic policy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Home. homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can only chuckle at Barack Obama's policy towards Iran, particularly when I look at what Trump has been able to accomplish by devaluing their currency. We're going to come out in the next, probably next week. I'm going to chart the Iranian currency going back to the days of Barack Obama to the moment we publish this article, and it's going to blow your minds. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kevin Jackson's Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump was said to be a warmongering person. He was going to create world wars, the next world war, because he was going to get China, Russia, North Korea, and who knows, probably parts of Europe because of NATO, and certainly Iran, all wanting to bomb us. We were going to be on high alert. DEFCON 4, they said, don't let him next to the nuclear button. He'd start wars, etc. Let me tell you something. The idea right now that Donald Trump has not received a Nobel Peace Prize is incredible to me. Donald Trump has probably got the world closer to peace than any president in modern history, including Ronald Reagan. And he did it with the only bullets he's fired is are his, based on his campaign promises where he says, I'm going to get rid of ISIS. I'm going to chase him off the face of the earth. I talked about it, I don't know, a week ago or so. It doesn't even matter. I don't want to rehash it. But I will say this. Donald Trump is living up to that promise. You don't hear much about ISIS. You don't hear much about having to do bombing in the Middle East. The only thing I've heard recently about the Middle East is they don't think Al-Zarqawi or whatever, one of those Muslims, high-ranking Muslims, is dead. They thought they heard his voice on a recording. Well, you know what? He'll be deader than disco soon. Donald Trump has been nothing short of miraculous in what he's achieved in foreign policy as it relates to wars, and he's only beginning. Wait until he's finished. Wait until he starts putting more economic pressure and making people say, look, let's get into commerce together. Let's find these commonalities and let's get away from these tribal wars. And he's doing it. Republican lawmakers now are calling for Iran to be expelled from the main financial system that oversees international bank transfers, as the Trump administration steadily reimposes sanctions on the country following the U.S.'s withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal. Now, I want you to remember the withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accords was going to be the end. It was going to be the doom of the world if the United States withdraws. Really, one country of 318, 350 million people, give or take, whatever the number is, not including illegals. And we're going to be the doom of the world if we don't sign with the Paris Climate Accord. One of the least polluting countries, civilized countries in the world, and we're going to be the doom of it, right? And then it was, well, if you withdraw from the Iran peace talk, you know, Iran nuclear talks, it's going to ruin it for everybody. Iran's going to, you know, go rogue, and Iran threatened us. Oh, you don't put, you know, things on us. Don't forget, we had a drone shot down and Barack Obama did nothing. The Iranians took apart our drone and built their own. We had sanctioned them to the point where they couldn't get access to their money. Barack Obama flies money over at the middle of the night and gives it to these clowns. And the left applaud his policies. They won't let us inspect. I could go on. They've got people all over the world. Terrorism was running rampant. So is racism. Running rampant all over the world because of policies of Barack Obama and what he's allowed Iran to do and what the European Union has essentially condoned. And now Trump says those days are over, folks. I love it. And soon it went for, well, let's just go back. So Trump has devalued whatever money Iran has. They're running out of it and their own currency is becoming worthless. I'm not going to rehash it. Go look up some of my former shows where I talk about the real is dropping and how Donald Trump has got the EU at its knees in tariffs and trade. And he's essentially told anybody in the world, you pick who you want to do business with, Iran or America. So Iran's in triage. Today, well, last week, I think it was last week, it was the 50th anniversary of the death of 30,000 dissidents at the hands of the mullahs in Iran, the Khomeinis, the Ayatollahs. 30,000 people died in a revolution. Well, there's no revolution in America where people died, but there was a revolution on November the 8th, of 2016, and it came in the form of us beating the crap out of the left, and we had a coup of sorts of the crooked government that would support a regime like Iran, who has done nothing except extend terrorism across the globe. I've given you the numbers, the number of attacks by decade. In the 80s, very few, 2 to 3 terrorist attacks. In the 90s, 13. I mean, in the 70s, 2 or 2 to 3 in the 80s, it was 13. In the 90s, it was 35. And in the year 2000, just that year alone, there were almost 2,000 terror attacks. 20 years in the making, Iran had exported terror, and boom, we got ISIS, we got terror, we got, you know, the caliphate. Nobody even knew what that word was 20 years ago. And so Barack Obama ushered this in. He wanted us to be at ease with Muslims coming into our government, people who have vowed to kill us and said they'll do it by any means necessary. They said they'll do it by using our own rules. And Barack Obama ushered these people in. And finally, we get somebody to bring sanity to the equation, Donald Trump. The American people said enough is enough. Barack Obama gave, he said the reason why he flew cash to Iran is he couldn't, they didn't have a bank. But then what did he do? He allowed them to get to become part of this bank, the very bank that I'm about to tell you about, the SWIFT Bank. It's the SWIFT network. Financial institutions can send and receive information about banking transactions. And now, because of Obama, Iran was put back on it. Here's what they write. Quick, robust enforcement will be critical for the administration's maximum pressure strategy to succeed, both immediately to drain the Iranian regime's resources for malign behavior and as a signal of America's commitment to maintaining the integrity of our sanctions architecture. By letting Iran back onto that system, it eradicated all the sanctions. It essentially blessed their regime. And that's what Barack Obama wanted to do, was to bless it. Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. That's what SWIFT stands for. Based in Belgium. Board includes execs from U.S. banks. Federal law gives the administration authority to act against Iran's central bank and other banks covered by terrorism and money laundering sanctions. Donald Trump withdrew from that accord in May of last year, and he reimposed those sanctions on Iran earlier this month over objections of Iran and other parties to the deal, including Britain, France, and Germany. A second batch of sanctions is going to be coming in November, and you're going to watch Iran crater. The man that they said is going to usher in nuclear war is ushering in a financial nuclear war that is going to break the back of the Iranian regime. The letter was sent shortly after the European Union announced its first financial support package for Iran worth about $21 million to keep the nuclear deal alive, as numerous European countries withdraw from the country over fears of being subjected to U.S. sanctions. Go for it, EU. Every one of those countries that continues to do this, Donald Trump is going to make pay. This came a day after Germany's foreign minister called for Europe to create a banking payment system independent of the United States in an effort to maintain the agreement. Go for it, EU. Go for it. Because let me tell you what the reaction is going to be. Donald Trump will say any member that joins that banking system in order to circumvent the laws that we have internationally established, you will not do business with the United States. I don't know if you guys have even seen it. Siemens, many others. We've got an amazing ambassador to Germany. I've met him a couple of times. He's the one who got the Nazi identified and deported. I'll get more into that another time. And he's the one that got Siemens. He just announced Siemens said, we are pulling all of our operations out of Iran. I told you, Mercedes said our warranties do not extend to any cars that are personally owned or bought by the state of Iran. You are on your own. You better have your own mechanic, because we don't honor your warranties. They don't, and they did this preemptive to anything Angela Merkel was doing. They said, we don't care what the German government does. In order for us to have the U.S. market, we preemptively are saying we will not do business with Iran in any way, shape, or form. And I could go on. He says, this guy, Heiko Maas, he says, was the one who wanted them to have a separate banking system. And he says they need a counterbalance to America when we cross these red lines. Well, I say to them, good luck with that. Because we got a counterbalance called Donald Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.